News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the emergency department at University Hospital Limerick was akin to a war zone on the weekend that 16-year-old sepsis patient Aoife Johnson died there. And for more on this, we're going to speak now to Conor Deasy, president of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine. Conor, certainly what we are hearing, the evidence that's been given at the inquest, the number of patients, the number of staff, I mean, there is no question that resources were stretched beyond what was safe. I don't think anyone would argue other than that. How and ever, as I was saying earlier on the programme this morning, it strikes me that major red flags nonetheless were still missed in the case of Aoife Johnson. What is going on in EDs around the country?
So, Ciara, thanks for having us on. I mean, the key issue is there's been a massive increase in attendances. So when I take my own emergency department at Cork University Hospital this year alone, we've seen a 27% increase in all attendances. Okay, and that's this year compared to last year. And last year was not a quiet year. It wasn't that we weren't on the airwaves describing how busy things were last year. And things are 27% busier this year. And when we look at the breakdown, we see that there's an uplift of 22% in our children in terms of the numbers of attendances of pediatric patients. And we see an uplift of 36% in those older adults aged greater than 75 years of age. So this increase in activity is not being met with an increase that's keeping pace with these attendances, with an increase in investment that's keeping pace with these attendances.
Well, I have to put it to you, because we were discussing the increase in investment only within the last week on the show. 10 years ago in 2014, the investment budget for the HSE was 13.8 billion. It is 24 billion now. It has almost doubled. It's 80% bigger than it was. How much investment do we need to get some kind of a safe outcome for patients, Conor? Because investment doesn't appear to be the problem.
Well, investment is the problem, Ciara, in terms of infrastructural investment. I haven't seen cranes come on site to build beds at Cork University Hospital, the hospital that I work in. This morning, there were 45 patients waiting to get into an inpatient bed. Okay, that is because there aren't beds available. Now, absolutely, we need to process patients' journeys more quickly, and there is room to improve that always in terms of getting patients out into back home to their
well communities. Are we spending the money then on the wrong things? And I'm asking genuine questions here. I'm not trying to trip you up. I sincerely mean that. But if we have gone from 13 billion to 24 billion in terms of a health budget over 10 years, should we stop giving people pay rises? Should we stop putting on extra staff and just build beds? What would make the difference?
Well, because we certainly need to build beds.
You know, UHL looks like a basket case, frankly, at the moment in terms of the amount of stories that are pouring out of it about the pressure that people are under, their patients and staff.
Yeah. So look, when you look at the numbers, the OECD average of bed numbers is 4.3 beds per thousand people living. We in Ireland are at 2.9 beds per thousand population. And there are certain places like Limerick that have an even less average bed capacity per population than that. So there is no denying the fact that we need beds. The minister has acknowledged that we need beds. However, somebody somewhere is keeping the shackles on the minister and not allowing him spend the money that he knows he needs to spend on building beds. And the sorts of beds that we need at CUH, for example, are single rooms. So we see patients detained in our emergency departments for infection control reasons, because there isn't a single bed up the house for them to go to. And without this investment, we are going to continue to see the sorts of awful troubles that we're seeing in Limerick that we see across the country.
But let me bring it back to what we're hearing. And I don't want to sort of be specific, because I don't think it is just Limerick, although Limerick does appear to be a flashpoint in terms of our EDs. But things like, in terms of beds, you know, we're talking about that, but this was not to do with beds. Aoife Johnson was sent in by a GP who was querying sepsis when they referred her in. So this was picked up in the community as a potential sepsis case, sent in there, triaged after 2 hours, far too long, but triaged and put as a level 2 patient, seriously ill, should be seen in 10 to 15 minutes, still wasn't seen for 12 hours. Beds, I'm not sure are going to sort that. That strikes me as a lack of systems running the place and understanding about prioritising things.
So, Kira, if the emergency departments have got admitted patients in the treatment spaces that are used for seeing the undifferentiated, unassessed patients, then inevitably there will be delays in getting to the people who need treatment. So, for example, if the theatre kept the patient who had just had the operation in it for 24, 36 hours and didn't get on and perform the next 10 operations that it would otherwise perform, then we would understand the problem. We don't seem to
understand.
You're
saying that the logjam is the issue.
The logjam is the issue. So if I have an emergency department waiting room heaving with patients, more often than not, it's because my processes have been completely delayed because my space to operate has been compromised because there's admitted patients who need treatment, who are taking up doctor hours and nursing hours in my emergency department because they need it. They need this treatment, but they need it in a different place. They need it in a ward bed up the house. And in the meantime, it is compromising.
And so you are not concerned about standards, because I certainly was concerned about standards when I heard that a potential sepsis patient arrives into a department, an emergency department, and with that referral letter saying query sepsis, and with a triage saying this is a seriously ill patient that they weren't seen, and you think that's all down to just no failure here on anyone's part. This is all down to just overwhelming systems.
That is subject to review. It's in the coroner's courts at the moment, so I'm not in a position to comment. I don't know the details of the case to a level where I would be willing to describe a National Airways whether there was issues in her management. But what I will say is that doctors and frontline staff and nurses are working with their hands tied behind their backs, trying to deliver care in a very difficult environment, trying to do their best and not being provided the space that they need, that our patients deserve to deliver safe care.
Conor DC, President of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine, thank you sincerely for speaking to me.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.